Then your fisherman brought her babies back.
Yeah.
Now, some stores, I'm assuming this refrigerator doesn't work.
I'll top my plug it after you charge me for the utilities.
Here's a couple of yogurts and a drink for you.
Thank you so much.
I'll put them in here, or just put them on top, or what?
Are those Stonyfield yogurts?
Do you remember their name? What's that?
Are they Stonyfield?
Horizon Organic.
Okay, good. So what was the point?
Whenever I talk about lots of David and Devaki, I mean, all the ordeals they went through, it's supposed to conclude in the happy ending of Kurukshetra when Krishna brought her six babies back.
Yeah.
I always forget to mention the happy ending. When I talk about ordeals, prison, torture, kids getting smashed, and forget that it's supposed to lead to a very happy ending.
So what do they represent? The six babies?
Krodha Labha Mahamaya Masarya. I mean, they're actually kind of significant to the whole story because, you know, they were first to become the sons of Hiranyakashipu. And then they were cursed to become the sons of Kalanevi, who was Kamsa in his previous birth. And they always get killed by their father. So it's like, it's just so ghastly, but it's kind of a beautiful ending. It just makes sense out of it. And I wish we could bring up the beautiful ending that makes sense out of the whole thing. It's so frustrating. That's why I don't take kindly when people try to get me to speak, because they never quite seem to make their own point.
Well, we'll just add it on.
You continue now.
Yeah? Yeah. Are you speaking tonight about Lord Balaram or anything?
I didn't know until then. I told me.
Today's Balaram's Thursday.
No, it's Ratha Yatra.
Ah.
Where he goes out and parties, gets drunk.
Sounds good. Sounds like a great night here in the Dom.
I'm going to bring him some honey. A few years ago, the one and only time I went to India, just by Krishna's mercy, I ended up at that place, that temple, that day, by the Jamuna, where he had this
Ramgat.
And so I brought him like 8 jars of honey so he could party that night.
That was great.
It was so wonderful. It was such mercy.
Was it a nice festival going on?
No, it's a very isolated place where no one was there except this one old pujari and one ISKCON man who was just hanging out there to be with Lord Balaram. And
that's where Lord Nityananda stayed.
Yeah, I know. And I met some other Matajis there who really liked Lord Balaram, so I arranged a taxi and me and 2 other Matajis went. And it was just us. And this man that was there, he made a nice feast for Lord Balaram because we were there. And I brought the honey. And it was just, that was it. It was incredible. That's where I want to be. That's where I want to go when it's time to go.
Yeah, I always tell her that, you know, she's done such a good job of training Gopa. While I'm training his mule, she's training him. So she's done such a remarkable job. She doesn't always believe me. But I've never seen anybody else who had the potency that she does in this regard.
I think it's your influence here.
It takes a lot longer time for a woman to train a man than it does for someone to train a mule.
Yeah, sure.
No question. You can talk to my wife about that.
Yeah, it's a matter
of... Most of rare things are men except for...
What?
Most of rare things are men except that. Like Rita.
Yeah, the grace is very admirable.
He acknowledged that he had something to learn from the master.
Well, no question. I'm still like
that's like the hardest thing for me that you got to do with us.
I know.
Never have anything to learn from the master.
It took me a while, but then I got stripped down.
We should do some seminars on it, teach the other.
No question.
Prabhu.
No question. In my house, he has the brains. No question.
Who what?
Has the brains. Not only that, I mean, really, I look at my wife and I, in 30 years, I really, other than like little things that I have problems with, like, you know, time management, or really, I found her to be completely faultless.
Wow.
Imagine that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not being facetious. I mean, I really, the woman has in 30 years that I've known her, I've not seen one character flaw.
It's so remarkable to hear a man speak like this. It's usually they claim all their faults on the woman.
That's the truth. I mean, my wife is, you know, she's honest. Her senses are controlled. She's compassionate. She has no sense of false ego, wants no position of power. I mean, she displays all the qualities of a Vaishnava.
I would vote for her for president.
Yeah.
And I can go down the list of so many women that I know that are like that. I can't go down the list quite as rapidly as that. And I'm not being facetious.
Yeah.
No, there's a few men who speak like that. And when they do, you know, you see that it's possible to have a body of male gender and free from false ego, or at least relatively free from it. There are other guys, all the problems in all their worlds is just the wife, these damn women. And they're like, you don't have any part in all that?
Well, that's the real value of Grihastha life, is to be, that's putting you into a position of self.
You can confess that a relationship is higher than the personal individual ego, and you're gleaning some of the benefits from the ashram, some sacrifice of peculiarities of individual ego for the sake of the relationship, for the sake of sharing mendicancy, why it's called ashram. Doesn't always work. Sometimes it does.
You have to desire it to work.
Yeah, desire. And it really always labor.
So things got better with you on top over the years? The last few years?
No. Probably worse. I would say. I've become more detached.
That's always a good thing.
It's helped me, I guess, getting more stronger and taking shelter of Krishna. I think his anger and his language and his verbal abuse. And
she's developed tremendously in strength.
Oh, I know.
It was like all apart.
Yeah. Yeah, I hadn't talked to you in a long time, so I was hoping that it was going to be better.
No, verbal abuse just gets worse if the person doesn't recognize it. And it sometimes gets physical to get out of control.
It's all your fault.
That's what he said. He said, it's my fault because I act stupid.
No, that's another way to say you push the button.
Yeah.
Can't you change the program? If it's just a matter of pushing buttons, can't you just put it in a different disk or floppy or whatever?
I don't know. It's amazing. He gives me so much power.
Where do you get your power?
I mean, it's really like admitting that I have more power than him.
Yeah. Oh! Have you
to say that to say that I'm creating and causing that anger.
Here's the ego. like a flaming arrow.
If me acting stupid can create that kind of response, it's pretty amazing. Cause
why'd you act stupid?
I told him, even if it's true that I am acting stupid, that doesn't mean it's okay to respond with anger and you know, criticism and invalidation and assault.
I was just about to say, actually, I was just thinking as you were talking, and all the time that I've known you, and I don't know you very well, but in all the time that I've known you, I would not say that I've ever heard you say anything stupid.
Thank
you. You always seem thoughtful to me. You always have intelligent information to add. So I don't think stupidity would be something that I've ever seen.
It's a darn good spy, it's everything that nobody's supposed to know.
You're not supposed to say that, Marsha.
Well, you really, I already know that. I've already amplified it. She's come out and
told me. She's got her hand. She's on job right now.
Oh, it's because you guys are saying amazingly wonderful things about how to help the householders. And it's a waste of a good example.
You know, hasn't done real good at that.
Horrible.
And what's the fruit of marriage?
Children.
How successful and meritorious is children?
My son was actually saying the other day, he was saying, I was at a meeting and somebody actually, and this is confidential, but he actually quoted Thapa Plunji said at one point in the meeting, he pointed to two of the brahmacharis and he said, this is our future. These two new brahmacharis. This is our future. How they respond to how we act and what we're speaking about here today and how we deal with each other. And Hala said he was just sitting there thinking, you've had hundreds of children that have come from this your own community that love this place, and you're pointing at two new guys as your future, and you're not even recognizing that Krishna has already given you a whole future that you're completely ignoring and have ignored. That was coming from him. He's 22 years old.
Plus, you know, if he's treating me with abuse and he thinks, oh, well, no one knows about that and I'll just put on a show for everyone else. But what's in your heart is what really gets conveyed, and your vision is obscured. If you're treating, you know, the person closest to you one way and thinking that no one can, you know, pick up on that, and then act like, oh, well, this is the future. The community means you have to act that way consistently to everyone, and not, you know, one way at home and then a different way and think that that's going to have any potency. It's just like preaching. If you don't follow properly, you don't have that potency, no matter what kind of show you put on externally.
Mara said in his class today, the Prabhupada asked us tonight, and it's the thing most evident to me, the Prabhupada asked us to create a pilgrimage, and he very place a pilgrimage here, and he very clearly said, always, whenever talking about a place of pilgrimage, that the benefit of a place of pilgrimage is the people that are there, the devotees, the sadhus. And you know, that's kind of what's reflected in what you're talking about now, and what Hollywood was talking about, is that until we actually become pure of heart and start to reflect that to each other, and then, you know, people won't be anxious to stay here. People can always find a nice place to live, but they can't find that. That's what attracted us here in the old days, you know.
Right.
Oh.
And the general statement that I hear is that our devotees all over the place.
I know. And like, I'm having a lot of, my oldest son is having difficulty because he's bipolar, and I've been spending a lot of time, you know, calling him and helping him, you know, emotionally, financially, trying to make sure he's got it together. And Tapa is always at me about that, criticizing me and angry that I would do that. And then I said to him, look at Nrisinga. He was bipolar, and the mother's greatest regret that is in anguish for her now is that she didn't get him the therapy and the help that he needed, and now he's dead. And, you know, that I'm trying to arrange for him to see a psychiatrist and get on medication and putting all his effort into it, that is my duty. That's my service. It's not that it ends when the child's 18. You know, it doesn't matter that he's 30 years old. He's my son. I raised him to help him go back to Godhead, and then I'm not going to give up.
Well, the family unit is somewhere in between the community and the individual. We just haven't quite gotten all these communities reinforcing each other the way that they could. I'm not sure that's coming about.
Well, with your influence and guidance, saying things like you did today, that can happen. That's what we need.
I wish I could learn how to speak. I mean, I never really quite get at what I'm trying to get at. I'm just frustrated.
Well, somehow Krishna's empowering you. You don't think you can learn how to speak. Krishna's somehow empowering you to do it.
So definitely there are some things that you said in there today that were far more important than whatever happened with Vasudeva and Deva. I know that may sound blasphemous, but I think the majority of devotees have, they know the story of Vasudeva, Devaki, and the happy ending, but what you're talking about amongst, you know, in our own hearts and what needs to happen is what devotees need to hear, and really hear is what we need to really hear.
Right.
Well, I guess it's a good thing I got such a dark and filthy heart. Expose what it's like, but you can avoid the pitfall.
Not true. You're being silly now. You have a very sweet, soft heart.
Okay, fellow body, nice meeting you.
Good luck. Thank you.
Is this your stuff over here?
No, that's for Shannon.
Oh, okay.
Don't forget, Kanai has carrot juice.
Where
is it?
What apartment?
27. 27.